the alchemical laboratory that transmutes light into life. Earth is the crowning finale of creation, and we are conscious creatures of the earth. As such, you and I possess, we embody, the secret of spirit's return to Godhead, as it is written in the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, that one only thing after God is the Father of all things in the universe. Its power is perfect after it has been united to a spiritous earth. It is humanity's most ancient and self-evident fact of life. The sun is our father. The earth is our mother. And no matter how gender-neutral our culture may strive to become, it is the mother who first hears our cries. It is the mother who first responds to our needs. It is the mother who first answers our questions. How ironic is it, then, that as we grow into headstrong youngsters, we become less and less inclined to listen to the voice of our mother? As hormone-blinded adolescents, we embarrassedly shun her counsel and ridicule her prophetic warnings regarding the dire consequences of our short-sightedness and foolish behavior. As self-absorbed young adults, we shut our minds completely to the possibility she could, in any way, understand what our life is like, or what is or is not in our best interest. It is not until we have reached a significant level of maturity that we realize that we've been blessed since birth with our own personal omniscient oracle, one whose unconditional love for us is beyond all human comprehension. For centuries, the art of geomancy has been a proper and respectful means by which we, as children of the earth, purposefully affirm our recognition of the earth as a living intelligence capable of answering our questions. The techniques and apparatus have varied from century to century, culture to culture, but its oracular vocabulary of 16 geomantic figures, each made up of one or two dots neatly stacked four high, have remained constant. My introduction to the art of geomancy came in 1974 when I purchased a tiny book by Israel Regardi titled A Practical Guide to Geomantic Divination. Its size was not intimidating, and Regardi's straightforward and seemingly sane approach to the subject made it all sound very appealing to a wide-eyed young proto-magician. An added attraction was the fact that geomancy had been, at the turn of the 20th century, a favorite oracle of the members and adepts of the Golden Dawn. And oh, how I wanted to be like one of those Golden Dawn guys. My expectations were high, perhaps too high for this oracle of Earth. I envisioned hairy little pipe-smoking gnomes popping up in my bedroom temple to grumpily answer my questions and lead me to buried treasure in the backyard. What I found was what appeared to be an abbreviated and not very exciting variety of astrology. What does astrology have to do with an earth oracle? I was really hoping for something quick and easy I could do without having to study a bunch of other stuff. Geomancy was starting to look like work. I nevertheless gritted my teeth and dug into that tiny book. In doing so, I received my first, albeit remedial, lessons on the nature and basic meaning of the planets and signs of the zodiac, and of course the names and meanings of the 16 geomantic figures. I have to confess that my first attempts to divine with geomancy were, from my perspective, abysmal failures. Not only did I not know enough about astrology to get a clear answer out of the chart that my dot juggling had generated, but my interpretations of what I thought I did understand turned out to be patently wrong, as future events proved in objective reality. I asked, almost forced, Constance to give it a try. She has Taurus rising in her natal chart. She's got a green thumb in the garden. She's the darling of all animals, insects, and flowers. I hoped perhaps her earthiness would be more in harmony with the art. She protested she didn't want to consult the dirt oracle. Still, she was a good sport, and reluctantly agreed to ask a question, and proceeded to generate her four mothers by 16 throws of tiny pebbles on the kitchen countertop. Her efforts generated the dreaded Rubaeus in the